everyone. Welcome back to But What Will People Say? I'm your host, Disha Mazeppa, and this is a South Asian interracial relationship and lifestyle podcast. Welcome back for another episode.
Hi, guys. So this week's episode is going to be from the anonymous submission box. Remember, you can always find it down in the show notes if you want to submit anything. This one is about friendships with other brown girls, maintaining boundaries while also kind of working through your own personal stuff and being friends with other people who are probably going through their own shit too. So I brought my friend Cynthia along. You guys all already know her. So we're going to try to answer this question. So let's get to it. All right, so I'm going to read right off the prompt that someone submitted. They are in their late 20s and mid 30s, this group of girls. And the person wrote, "How do you deal with brown girl friends who are trying their best but have internalized brown girl guilt, competitiveness, anxiety, depression, don't respect my boundaries, and whatever else? They're aware of it, but not improving. I'd like to maintain the friendships, but be supportive and be there for them, but it's draining me." All right. So it seems like there's a lot to unpack there. That's why we brought Cindy here. Hey, Sid.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Cindy is our other brown friend that we like to have on every now and then. But I feel like this is a lot to unpack because I just think about all the shit I deal with. And I'm like, I don't know how you do it with a whole group of people who have all of that brown girl stuff. And I think this is also hard to answer because I don't have brown friends. Like, you're my
brown. Yeah, we're each other's. This doesn't apply. Yeah.
Yeah. We're each other's token brown friends. So this is it. This is the brown girlfriend group you have to give or get advice from. Yeah, I don't know. So I actually also submit. I asked everyone on Instagram. So the listeners of the show have also submitted answers to this question. And generally, the consensus was about maintaining boundaries and asking yourself, like, do you want to maintain these friendships? I think as you get older, what is that? Like the saying of some people are meant to be in your life for a season and then some people are just there for longer.
Yeah.
And sometimes as you get older, especially once you hit like late 20s, early 30s, like you're like, people can go.
Yeah, because that's like actually when your friend group narrows, right? You get into relationships, you start having your own family, you kind of figure out who's really going to be there for you. But here, the question I have is, you know, I feel like friends is very loose here, right? Like if she feels all this competitiveness, jealousy, things like that towards a friend or friend groups, are we really friends here?
Yeah, I don't know if they... So that's where, like, this is a little hard because this is all the information we have with the question is, are they competitive towards each other? Which I imagine is probably part of the issue. I don't think the person submitting it feels that. But when you have a whole group of brown girls, like, that have that competitiveness, the anxiety, the depression, all the brown girl problems, it's really hard to not let it spill over because I think you almost end up in an echo chamber of like hearing all of this stuff over and over again. Like I always say with this podcast, it's like I'm here talking about these things here, but my day-to-day life, like I don't even think about it.
It's not it, yeah.
You know, I'm not sitting here thinking about my brown girl problems all day long. Whereas like I feel like if I was surrounded by a bunch of brown girls, I might think about it more. I don't know.
Yeah, and then it's like constantly in your life and on your mind.
Yeah. And I think once you hit the late 20s and 30s, it's like you have life. Life has almost settled into a bit of a pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what you sort of want your life to look like. You know what values you have, the things that matter to you. So then sometimes you just, there's a level of, is this dead weight I'm still carrying around? Not to like call anyone's friends dead weight, but sometimes you just outgrow people.
And that's okay. But here she's also trying to support her friends,
yeah.
But her friends aren't improving, right? That's what she said. They aren't working on it. They aren't improving. How can I show up for them? But it's also, why are you doing all the work, right? And she said it's draining her. Yeah. So why are we here?
Yeah, I think one of the listeners was like, maybe you just limit the time you spend with these people. And I think that's very much a part of it, where it's like you have your main friend groups, the people who really like fill your cup and light up your life. And then there's people who I'm like, you know, I can only handle so much of being like, I love you, I care for you, like you matter to me, but it's not healthy for me to also be around this all day long, you know, because we all have our own stuff. And sometimes it's like, you know what, maybe I do only hang out with them once a month or once every few months and we get lunch or coffee and catch up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we text sometimes and then we kind of get on with it.
Yeah. Talk about the things that matter, right? Because I also think it's important to have brown girl friends because you can share similar experiences.
Yeah.
But also on the same token, if it's a circle of just this manifesting, you know, ruminating on all these like negative emotions, I don't know if you really want to be there for that long.
Yeah, it's complicated because you never just want to like cut people out when they're struggling. And obviously, we're brown girls. We struggle with stuff. We know how hard it is. But for me, in my head, I imagine this being more of an echo chamber situation where everyone is like this instead of like with our friend group, there's people from all different types of backgrounds. Yeah. And so we can talk about our problems and we can get external feedback. But then we kind of move on to other people's stuff that is different or similar.
Yeah.
And so you're not constantly just in it. But I hear what she says, though, about like the competitive stuff where like you can't even be happy for someone, where like you'll see brown girls and they'll hear from someone being like, oh, like I did this thing. I don't know. I got this degree. And the immediate response isn't just like, oh, like congratulations or so proud of you. It's like, oh, well, I also have this degree or I went to this school and it's better. Or like they have to meet it with their own accomplishments instead of just being like, amazing, cool. So happy for you.
Yeah, but I also think this is how like we are like brought up, right? Like you are a PA, so-and-so's son is a doctor, you know, like it's just.
Right. Like you're a DL. Well, he's an MD. Yeah.
God bless him and his, you know, debt, but whatever. Like that's how you're raised and that's how it's always been. So it's kind of hard to break away from that, too. So this is going to be very tough for this friend group to get past it. Especially if only one person sees the problem and is trying to work on it.
Yeah, I think to maintain the friend dynamic, there has to be a level of like openness and honesty, which I mean, all friend groups need to have. But especially here, and it has to truly be like a judgment-free zone.
Yeah,
it can't be taking things personally. It can't be holding on to it. And I think culturally, it's really hard to break through it, especially if maybe they're not realizing it.
Exactly.
Or that you providing any feedback, whether it's about how their behavior is impacting you or whatever, to not be like, oh, like she's just like, I don't know, like it's feeling some type of way about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like both people have to realize that they might be contributing to the problem or what you're feeling in the situation, right? But you have to come from an open and honest place. I'm not really sure that's so readily available in brown girl, like friend groups. Yeah.
Yeah. I think ultimately you have to figure out like, who are these people in your life? Are they adding more positivity than negativity? And maybe, and kind of like, are we dispersing our time with different people?
Yeah.
You know, is this just like one group of people, but then you have a life beyond that with other friends and groups? There's so many variables, but it's hard because sometimes, I mean, one of the reasons I don't really have a lot of brown friends is because I find it so hard to be around groups of them because it is just like, sometimes true, like some groups, like I go there, you know, when you go to Gerba and there's just like a sea of brown girls everywhere and you know a bunch of them and you might hang out with them and you're like, this is a flaming pile of toxic bullshit. And so for me personally, I have had a hard time being around a group of people who are just in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Versus having brown friends like you who were like, yeah, we're in it, but we also have friends outside of it.
Yeah.
Like our world doesn't revolve around only being South Asian. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, definitely, because we have experiences and friends and life outside of that, and it's a part of who you are, as opposed to, you're right, you know, if this is all you know, then this is going to be your day-to-day, in and out.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. Because, like, you know those, I don't know, I feel like I meet a lot of these, not me a lot, but I've interacted with brown girls who, like, being South Asian is the whole thing. Like, they only want to watch brown girl movies. They only want to go to do, like, South Asian-centric type things. Like, mm-hmm. all their friends are brown, and they only date brown people, and they only, like, watch Bollywood movies. And, you know, they go to Whole Foods and complain that there's ghee on the shelf instead of at Patel Brothers. And I'm like,
don't buy it then.
Yeah, right? Like, just don't buy it. But it's also, you know, like, it's like they want their yoga teacher to be brown. Like, if it's not brown related, or like the creator that they're following or watching isn't brown, they're like less into it, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, fine. Like, that's fine. But I grew up here and I've had a whole slew of experiences. And so to be around people who like cocoon themselves as much as brown parents do, I personally am like, nah, I'm good. So I'm probably not the person to ask this question to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't really have that, but then there's a reason we don't have that, right? Because we know what it would be like, or, you know, and so we're here.
Yeah. So I don't know how to preserve the group other than like making sure you have friends and people that care about you outside of this group, and then making sure like you maintain the boundaries of like how long can I spend with them, whether that's a certain amount of time or what you're willing to tolerate. And if you can forge the type of relationship with these people where you can have an open and honest conversation, because it sucks, like no one wants to lose a friend, no one wants to like get rid of them.
Yeah, but also figure out, you know, like that's the thing, like they're in their mid, like late 20s, early 30s, right? So that's kind of where you're taking inventory of your friends and your life, right? Like, what purpose is this friend group or these girlfriends serving, you know? Are you still at this place, same place that you were when you met them? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. I'm also at the point, I'm 31, and obviously Mike and I have started talking about having kids. And it has never been easier to decide to cut people out of my life than to think about what they might, the way that these people might impact my kids.
Oh, 100%.
You know, like, because yeah. I can sit here and deal with, like, the passive-aggressive comments and the, like, constantly one-upping each other, or, like, commenting about someone's brownness, which is something I've dealt with a lot of. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you don't think I'm brown enough, but I'm like, I don't need you to put that on my kids. Like, you can stay the hell away. You're not even allowed a seat at the table.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to make comments like that. Or try to act like being a doctor matters. Like, nobody cares. Shut up. Like, who cares? Or, like, where you went to school, like, college.
Especially,
are we still going to college?
Especially 10 years later, right? Like, are we still talking about that?
Yes. Right. Yes, exactly. It's like, that's what it is. You know what? That's right. It's sometimes groups of all brown girls feel like the kids in your high school that never left town. You're like the townies. It's like you graduated and then you didn't go and travel or go work away or go to college somewhere. You never moved out. You just like stayed in this town around the same people and you just never evolved beyond high school.
Yeah. But also, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if you are aware enough to know that, which is also the problem, right? You may not just be aware that like my world has only been this big. And so I deal with the same things that I've dealt with for 16 years, you know, 15 years, you know, as opposed to you growing outside of that. Then you realize like, wow, right. I'm so different. Life is so different now, you know, and the growth.
Self-awareness is important.
Yeah. But that's the thing here. The friends aren't improving. So you can't improve on something you don't know about. And then are you supposed to be the one to shed light on someone else's? And you can, right? That's what a friend is supposed to do. But
then you risk being like ostracized.
Losing them, yeah.
Yeah, you risk turning into the one everyone points the finger to and then essentially gets pushed out by the group if you're... Because that does happen. I think like it's hard because I think female friendships are so important. but only when they're worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm trying to find, you know, if this reader thinks it's important or listener thinks it's important what she has with these groups of friends, because all of those emotions I don't want to have. I never want to feel like I'm competing with my friends, right? I want to be the biggest fan and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I also, being a little bit older, I just like don't have time. You know what I mean?
No,
I mean,
like, I agree.
I don't have time for the settled bullshit. Yeah. Like, if you're, from what it sounds like, this person getting drained and just like being exhausted, putting up with it, like at some point, I'll just show myself the door. You know?
Yeah. In like, the literal middle of dinner. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore.
Self-preservation, everybody.
I think I have to go.
Yeah, I think that is... the other thing, you just like, you get older and you're like, I don't put up with this shit. Like, you go to work, you're putting up with shit, you go through your day to day and things, you know, go right and wrong, and you know, we want to be positive, but if someone is in your life, like voluntarily in your life, like,
yeah,
they should not be dragging you down. They should not feel exhausting to be around. And it's okay to ultimately like outgrow some people. That's okay. It sucks in the moment, but then you open the door to meeting better people.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, time is the most limited resource we have. We can never buy more. So if you're here spending time with these girls, you're not doing it with other people or doing other things that probably could bring you a lot of joy and could not, like, could fill your cup up, you know? And so maybe that's the answer here. And then you might meet new people and make new friendships. Who knows?
Yeah, but it's hard out there. I hear it's hard to make new friends. I know, because I haven't made new friends in a long time.
Yeah, I guess it is. But also, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's better to like work on making new friends than sticking it out with people who aren't serving you in a positive way. Because like, we all go through hard times, like, obviously. But yeah, I don't know. It has to be a productive conversation with people when things aren't going right, especially if it's prolonged.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can have, like, we always talk about on this show whenever my friends are on about, like, the arguments, like, I've had with my friends. But it's, like, because we can have open and honest conversations with each other. So, like, if I have a problem with someone, I'm going to go to them and talk about it. I'm not going to have a problem with Jocelyn and then go to you and talk shit about her to you. I'm just going to go to her and we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so, and we have that relationship. We have that openness.
That's what I was
going
to say. It's easier to do that because you know that it's going to come from, everything will come from a place of love and understanding, regardless of how big the fight is.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, you'll be able to squash it.
And you'll be able to let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you argue it out, you cry it out, you fight it out, you yell it out, whatever you got to do. And then you move on. You hug it out. You tell them you love them. And then you move the fuck on.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think sometimes some people have a harder time with that than others. So it depends on your friendship and what boundaries and like things people are willing to deal with and change and hear.
Exactly.
I feel like that about covered it. I feel like that was good.
I think so.
Good luck. Hopefully this was kind of helpful, or at least gave you a little bit of insight. I'm sure other people listening have also dealt with the whole friendship makeups, breakups, going through tough times. So yeah, thanks for submitting a question. As always, anonymous submission box is down below if you want to submit something, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure if you enjoyed this episode, you leave us a review on iTunes. You can find the show on all major streaming platforms. You can find me on Instagram at Disha.Mazeppa. You can shop my Etsy shop, Disha Mazeppa Designs. Find out everything you want to know about this show at DishaMazeppa.com. And if you or someone you know would like to be a guest, you can email bwwpspodcast@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye. This podcast is hosted and produced by Disha Mystery Mazeppa. Music for the show was created by Crexwell.